if you look really close,
there it is.
The weekend, it's right around the corner. Good morning. Eric Carpenter here. This is KCVL KCRK. Well, it's not too late for you to participate in Restaurant Bingo. Rosemary Shaw gives us some more on that.
Hi, everybody. Support our local restaurants and play Restaurant Bingo. Colville Together is helping organize Restaurant Bingo again this year. Make a purchase at any participating local restaurants and receive a stamp on your bingo card. Fill your card with a line or a diagonal, and then you can be entered to win prizes in the gift certificates from the participating restaurants. The bingo cards are available in the Statesman newspaper, the Chihuahua Independent, at ColvilleTogether.org, or at the Colville Chamber of Commerce. Bingo runs from January 1st to January 31st. And Restaurant Bingo is brought to you by Colville Together, the Colville Chamber of Commerce, the Chihuahua Chamber of Commerce, the Kettle Falls Area Chamber of Commerce, the Statesman Examiner, and the Chihuahua Independent. Thank you, everybody, for playing bingo.
Experience, technology, satisfaction, a written warranty, and over 30 years experience. That's what makes Davis Auto Rebuild stand out from the rest. At Davis Auto Rebuild, customers are our number one priority, and we realize how difficult it is to be without your vehicle. So we make it easier for you with loaner and rental cars, and also help with your insurance claims. Call Davis Auto Rebuild at 684-3137 or stop in at 1175 South Main in Colville and see the Davis Auto Rebuild difference.
The criminal case against that man accused of the stabbing death to four University of Idaho students back in November, it is now underway. Likely it's going to be months or even longer before that case actually goes to trial. Brian Koberger, who was attending nearby Washington State University at the time of the killings, is scheduled for a preliminary hearing on murder charges that will be coming up in late June. He was arrested December 30th, that in connection with the death of the four University of Idaho students. The hearing, likely going to be the first time that the prosecution's case is detailed out in court, and both sides could call witnesses or subject matter experts to testify at that hearing.
Saunders Furniture is taking a page out of Canada's book this year with Boxing Day sales throughout the store. Saunders is bringing in the new year with new styles, savings, and selections from the World Furniture Market. It's out with the old and in with the new, so to speak. It's the January clearance sale going on now through January. Save up to 75% off on select items that have got to go. Look for the yellow tags now through January at Saunders Furniture.
We do have details now on that vehicle accident involving a pedestrian, also a fatal collision, occurred up north of Orient. Had the road closed until just after 6 in the evening till 1 in the morning. Here's an update from the Washington State Patrol on that investigation.
My name is Trooper Ryan Sanger with the Washington State Patrol. On the 11th at about 6:24 p.m., a vehicle versus pedestrian collision happened on State Route 395, 17 miles north of Kettle Falls at milepost 256. And one of the vehicles was traveling northbound on State Route 395. And the second vehicle involved was parked in a pullout on the northbound side of 395 facing southbound. And the driver of the second vehicle that was parked was out of the vehicle, and the first vehicle that was traveling northbound struck the driver of that vehicle who was walking near the roadway. Left the roadway and struck the driver of that vehicle. The first vehicle left the roadway. The cause by the investigating trooper is listed as driving with wheels off the roadway. That just means that one of the vehicles traveled off of the designated roadway surface. It looks like no drugs or alcohol were involved. The driver of the first vehicle that struck the pedestrian, his last name is Bronner, first of Bruce with the middle R, Robert. And he's a 72-year-old male who's from Kettle Falls. And he was injured, transported to Mount Carmel. He was wearing a seatbelt. Charges are still under investigation for him. The deceased, last of Latin, first of Robert W., middle initial. And he is also a 72-year-old male from Kettle Falls. Deceased at the scene, unfortunately. Where the crash happened looks like a straight section before a curve. That portion is still under investigation. It was closed for a pretty long time. 10 minutes before 1 is when it opened up. Been closed since about 6:30 p.m. So, yeah, that was probably the longest closure I've heard of in a while. There was a lot involved there.
A couple other things we want to mention on this Friday. The air quality in Colville, not all that good. We are in the moderate range. Also, no outdoor burning being allowed by the Department of Ecology in the area. So keep that in mind. Again, if you have respiratory issues, moderate air quality here in Colville.
If you're a private landowner in the Colville Valley, Vaughan Brothers Lumber, a longtime local business and employer in the area, is ready to offer competitive prices and fair market value to purchase your standing timber, logs, or timbered acreage. The experienced forestry staff at Vaughan Brothers offers free consultations and assessments of your forested land and can also assist in the Department of Natural Resource permitting process when you are ready to harvest your timber. Call the forestry staff today at 509-684-5071 or look for additional information on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
We have high school basketball on the radio tonight. Colville traveling to Deer Park. Let's get an update from the Colville coach and some of the players on what we can expect.
Recap of last week. We had 2 league games, one on Friday against Medical Lake, and we won. One on Saturday against Lakeside. That was a little bit tougher. We lost, but the boys are coming together as we're getting into the middle of league, and we got some stuff to work on, but we've had a good week of practice, and we're ready for it. So.
My name is Kale Roy, and I'm kind of a forward slash guard utility a little bit. I feel like we've been together for a while, so we know each other pretty well. And as the season's been going on, we've been working better together. I've been injured the last couple games, so I haven't got to play, but need to work on defense a little more lately. And ball rotations, shooting less threes.
I'm Emmett Marshall, and I'm a center. As far as strengths, I feel like when it comes to ball pressure, one-on-one, we're able to keep the ball around, create turnovers here and there, and on those, sometimes we do get a bucket on transition.
For our team this year, he's one of the taller ones. Emmett's one of our more aggressive players, too, so yeah, it's something that we appreciate about him. Kind of sets the tone. We've definitely been working on defense a lot here this last week or so, just to try and play a better team defense and a little bit smarter defense also. Kind of what Kale said as far as ball rotations and stuff like that on the offense, just moving the ball faster, trying to play more of a team game. So also one thing that we work on every day in practice is rebounding and positional rebounding. So obviously it's really important. You got to score more points than the other team to win, right? So that's definitely part of it. One of our strengths right now, I would say, is that we're scoring enough points every game to win. We score, I think we're probably averaging over 60 points a game right now, which at the high school level is plenty to win. So kind of like we said in the past year, I mean, defense is key for us right now. We played Newport here at home. We got a win there. We had to kind of make a comeback, but it was good. It was a good win for us. We have Deer Park coming up in Deer Park. It's a little bit of a trek for people, but again, we'll call on the community to come out and support us.
I just say it just makes it more of a crowd, more people to put on a show for, especially at the away games when they're able to make it down. You get just a bigger crowd, more energy.
Earl Adams is going to have the play-by-play, both the boys' game and the girls' game. If you can't make it down to Deer Park, join us on the radio. We'll have it on 92.1 KCRK. San Francisco coach Kyle Shanahan knows the challenges of trying to beat an opponent 3 times in a season. He fell short a year ago in the playoffs against the Los Angeles Rams. The 49ers opened the postseason with the similar challenge. They host the NFC West rival Seattle Seahawks. It's the wild card playoff game Saturday, less than a month after beating the Seahawks for the 2nd time in the season. The Niners, seeking a better result against the Seahawks than they had last year against the Rams. They blew a fourth quarter lead and lost 20-17 to Los Angeles in the NFC title game. Geno Smith showed none of the signs that might be expected for someone about to add another first to their resume in the 10th season of his career. Smith certainly doesn't seem overly stressed with his first playoff start on the horizon. The next and maybe final chapter to what has been one of the best comeback stories in the league this season, this weekend when Smith and the Seahawks face San Francisco. Seattle, a massive underdog, but that was also the case this summer before Geno helped turn the Seahawks into the surprise story of the league. 11 o'clock pregame, that's coming up tomorrow. Seattle Seahawk football on 92.1 KCRK. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by Habitat for Humanity Store at 480 North Main. They're open 9 till 5, Tuesday through Friday, 10 till 4 Saturdays. By the way, Wednesday is Customer Appreciation Day with 25% off store-wide for everyone at the Habitat Thrift Store. Boy, I hope you were careful yesterday. I heard from people everything from Deer Park, Chewila, to all around Colville with the warmer weather and the rain. Very slick, icy conditions. Be careful if you're out there walking. We do have a continuing chance of rain. A high temperature this afternoon of 43. Overnight, 36, 42 with some rain on Saturday. Rain, 41 degrees on Sunday. Overnight, getting down to 33. Monday's a holiday, Martin Luther King Day. Mostly cloudy, 39 for a high, 29 overnight. Continuing chance of rain mixed with maybe a little snow, 36 the high Tuesday, down to 28 overnight. More rain and snow on Wednesday, 38 for the high, down to 23 overnight, 36 the high on Thursday. Habitat for Humanity, they are taking walk-in donations. 9 till noon, call them 684-2319 if you'd like more information. All right, be careful if you're out walking. I don't want to hear of you, you know, slipping, falling, breaking a bone. Let's be careful. It is slick on the ice. It's a Friday. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL, KCRK.